This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's aviation sector is a key player in the global air transport industry, and today it is filled with self-confidence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said that India is emerging as a leading force in the global space aviation convergence.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. During the event, leaders from around the world will get to witness India's remarkable transformation in the aviation landscape and its contribution to the country's socio-economic development. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in the sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Pena Palacios in New Delhi today. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime, drug trafficking. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Paraguay are together in the fight against terrorism.
मेरा विश्वास है कि आपसी सहयोग से हम साझी समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे. एक्सेलेंसी, हमारे पास आर्थिक सहयोग सहित डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, ऊर्जा, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, डिफेंस, रेलवे तथा स्पेस जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग के नए अवसर हैं. एक्सेलेंसी, आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और पराग्वे कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़े हैं.
Mr. Modi said Paraguay is a valued partner in South America and both the nations are connected by shared values. He said there is immense potential in boosting trade linkages. A memorandum of understanding was signed between India and Paraguay for establishment of joint commission mechanism between the two nations. Later addressing the media this afternoon about the meeting between the two leaders, Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said the two countries expressed willingness to continue working together on matters of common interest in various multilateral organizations, including in the United Nations. In Sikkim, three persons lost their lives while several others are missing after landslide hit Chatan area last evening. Meanwhile, 1,678 tourists stranded in Lachung were evacuated safely. However, efforts are still on to rescue around 150 stranded tourists at Lachen in Mangan district. Telangana is celebrating a statehood day today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings to the people of Telangana on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the performance of the Indian contingent at the recently held 2025 Asian Athletics Championships in South Korea. Indian athletes delivered a powerful performance at the championships, winning a total haul of 24 medals, including 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the nation is proud of the contingent's stupendous performance. In cricket, Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner tomorrow as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. In a battle of titans, the Rajat Patidar-led RCB will hold an advantage over the opponents as they thrash them by 8 wickets in the qualifier 1 in Chandigarh to seal the direct entry to the finals. However, Punjab had the way of bouncing back from the setback against Mumbai Indians in the qualifier 2, courtesy of Shreyas Iyer's blistering 87, not out to keep their dream of winning a maiden title alive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.